things. Now, some people are on Tatum for going against the city that he plays in. Other people are saying that, well, he should never have to apologize for supporting his hometown.
Yeah.
Where do you land?
I got no problem with this. It's not like he's going to go to a St. Louis basketball team anyway, if that's what people are insinuating.
You mean the Spirits of St. Louis aren't a team anymore?
But, you know, again, he's from the area. He stays devoted to his team. How could you, you know, give somebody grief just because they're staying devoted to their team after all these years? And it's hockey, you know? I mean, come on now. He's been a Blues fan, so I'm fine with him doing
that. I didn't have a huge problem with it. I thought the best thing to do was just not tweet anything. I mean, I would have just stayed out of it. I really would have. I would have been happy quietly or with my family. Well, don't you feel like he's inviting trouble by bringing that on? And look, he's right. I mean, East St. Louis is every year in the top two or three worst places to live, highest crime rate. That's a tough place. But what I would have done is probably nothing. Would have stayed out of it.
You root for Albany except when they play Vermont. You always say that. You stay true to your roots.
Yes, I root for Albany except when they play Vermont because I know now where my bread is buttered.
Yeah, but he doesn't play for the Bruins, though. He's just not rooting for all Boston. I mean, he should root for the Patriots. Like, LeBron James grew up a Cowboy fan.
And people gave him endless grief for that.
But is he supposed to switch over to a Rams fan now? When he's Cleveland, should he have been a Browns fan?
I think this is a bad look for Tatum. I have no problem with this message that I just read. And he quantified it. He said, look, where I'm from doesn't get a lot of recognition for positive things. This brings the city happiness. That is fine. I have no problem with that. But when you are piling on and there's multiple tweets and there's multiple Instagram posts and you're retweeting Bradley Beal, another player from St. Louis who's in the NBA, and he's tweeting about the Blues, you are taking the celebration there to the next level. This first message, I have no problem with. The continual stream of messages on his Twitter account and Instagram feed, I think that's a bad look. And I remember one of the very first discussions we ever had when I got here was about Austin Matthews. Austin Matthews plays for the Maple Leafs. He was congratulating the United States junior hockey team on beating Canada for a gold medal in some tournament. And we talked about how the best player on the Toronto franchise should not be tweeting anti-Canadian sentiment. And we all agreed this is the same thing. I'm for Tatum supporting his hometown, but you can't go overboard like this.
This is if the Golden State beat the Celtics in the finals and Tom Brady said, my hometown boys, yay, they won. Congratulations. I mean, that would have been an explosion.
And Jackie Bradley grew up a Rams fan. He was rooting against the Patriots for the Rams, and he got grief for it when the Super Bowl came around, too. Tatum, don't make it any easier for them to trade you, by the way, because they're already talking about trading you for Anthony Davis. You were just on Jeff Goodman's podcast talking about how you want to stay in Boston. Don't make it any reason to disassociate yourself from the city. It's good that he's got civic pride in St. Louis. I want him to have that. I want him to help rebuild the city and make it better. And if the Blues help him do that, then great. But you can't pile on 10, 12, 15 social messages deep because the people in Boston are going to respond negatively to that.
And the people in Boston don't know where Jason Tatum grew up for the most part. I don't think people care that he's from St. Louis. This is probably the first time they've ever even known he was from St. Louis.
And they don't know they don't know how bad St. Louis is. I've never been to St. Louis.
Is this the same one or is this a bad analogy?
You're on a roll.
If Duke was playing Boston College in the NCAA finals, and of course Jason Tatum went to Duke, should he be tweeting out, hey, congratulations to my Duke Blue Devils, or I want you to win, let's do it, boys? Or
The collegiate difference matters in that case.
Why? Do you mean college is different than pros?
Yeah, I would say the college is different than the pros. We expect everyone to have a loyalty to their alma mater. Now people expect you to have a loyalty to the city that you're paid in.
Then you have a situation where Zach Sanford, who scored his first playoff goal to basically end the game last night, he's a BC kid. I mean, but obviously he didn't feel one iota of problem with scoring that goal.
Yeah. So I just think
I don't have a big problem with Tatum on that.
Again, I don't have a huge problem with it. I'm not ready to burn his jersey over it. I'm just saying, and Isaac wrote it on the text line, know your audience, okay? Know your audience. Have your audience of St. Louis fans that you put out the initial message on. Where again, he says, St. Louis will always be home. I can never go against the grain. Where I'm from, there isn't much to celebrate or be happy about. This brings the city joy and brings positive attention that we rarely ever get. With so much negative attention for many different reasons, it's rare we get this opportunity. If he left it at that, 100% fine. 100% fine. But when you're going to pile on, and I looked at his Twitter account, I looked at his Instagram feed, there's multiple messages there. There's multiple interactions with people from St. Louis, multiple interactions with the Blues Twitter account. That is taking it overboard.
Doug says, I disagree. It's different sport. It'd be one thing. But if he was cheering for the team that knocked him out of the playoffs because they were his hometown team, who the hell cares if he's cheering for his hometown hockey team? And fans are just crying because they choked at home.
Boston fans are just crying because they choked at home.
Yeah, so I kind of agree with Doug on that. If it's hockey, it's not his sport. He's from his hometown. I'm totally fine with him rooting for St. Louis. I don't know if college is that much different, Brady, but you're right. They do have a greater sense of allegiance. Yeah. To your college and anything else.
And people forget these people that we worship, these athletes for our sports teams, 95% of them have nothing to do with that city other than the fact that they ended up there. That's where their career is taking place.
I mean, don't you think it would be a big deal if Tom Brady was congratulating the Warriors on beating the Celtics or the San Francisco Giants on beating the Red Sox? Wouldn't that be a big story?
I'll tell you what. How about if I told you that Tom Brady would congratulate Edelman if Edelman was on another team and won the Super Bowl, would he not? Would he not say, I want to congratulate my friend Julian Edelman?
Not if he beat him, he wouldn't.
And what if Kent State beats?
Even if he did beat him, he may say, look, I'm so disappointed we lost, but congratulations to Edelman. He had the big catch and he won the game or something to that effect.
Here's one for you, Arnie. Yeah. What if the Kent State hockey team won the national championship over BC and Julian Edelman is going on and on about his alma mater, the Golden Flashes, and their incredible goalie, Shea Spanier?
I love it.
Is that okay in Boston?
Of course, that'd be fine in Boston. What do you think?
Just saying.
Doug and Milton, let's not forget Mike Trout was at the Philadelphia Eagles Super Bowl. I'm pretty sure he wasn't cheering for the LA Rams last year.
Well, they were playing against the Eagles.
Yeah, but he's...
He's an Eagles season ticket holder.
Right. So, you know, that's a good point. That's kind of like the same thing.
But if the Eagles were playing against the Rams, I'd have a feeling that Trout would understand that, hey, my $430 million that LA is paying me should silence me on social media.
Yeah. He doesn't play football. 802-655-6672 if you want to go ahead and jump on in. Brady, what do we got coming up next?
Finally done with hockey for Rich. 4-minute football.